Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad
Shepherd. Well, thank you very much for joining us on our program. I'm glad to have you with us. Mark Auerbach joins us a little bit later in the day. Open burning season underway, and snow and ice add a complete symmetry to our experiences right about now, so welcome to our show. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno of Springfield announced that Deputy Chief Lawrence Akers, a 38-year veteran, will serve as the Springfield Police Department's next police superintendent because Cheryl Claproot, present superintendent, is in fact retiring. Now, this historic announcement comes on one of our nation's most significant days. It was announced on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, as Akers will be the first African-American top cop in Springfield's history. Akers has previously served as deputy chief. And while we're on the subject of the mayor and Parks Director Pat Sullivan and Aquatics Director Joseph Federico are pleased to announce that this year, the city's February lifeguard training course is free for Springfield Public Schools students. During February school break at Milton Bradley School, that's at 22 Mulberry in Springfield, pre-registration requires space limited, and there will be a pre-course skills test Wednesday the 14th. Isn't that Valentine's Day? 5:30 p.m. The lifeguard training course will run Tuesday, February 20 through Friday the 23rd from 8 a.m. in all sessions is required. Persons 15 years of age and over, well, you can register for the course. You can see a flyer for course times online. The program is free for students of Springfield Public Schools. The cost is $175 cash or check only per person for Springfield residents and $225 for non-city residents. As I mentioned, open burning season in Mass underway right now. Burning must be done between 10 in the morning and 4 p.m. and must be at least 75 feet from all dwellings. Fire departments encourage you to stage the fire as close as possible to the source of the material. You are allowed to burn brush, cane, driftwood, forestry debris as well, as long as it is not from commercial or industrial land clearing, as well as agricultural materials like fruit tree pruning and trees and brush from agricultural land clearing. You may not burn leaves, grass, hay, stumps, or tires, as well as construction materials or household trash. In Holyoke, there's a regular winter parking ban. It's in effect now and will be until further notice. What does it mean? It means there's no parking on the even side of the street unless otherwise posted, and there will be no parking on cul-de-sacs. Have you ever wondered what Massachusetts' favorite cold or warm weather cocktail is? I often do. Upgraded Points is a publication that has a list of the most popular cocktails in each state. And the results were obtained by investigating post-quarantine Google Trend data to see which cocktails Americans search for the most. Well, according to Upgraded Points, Massachusetts' favorite cocktail is called a painkiller, which is the ultimate beachy drink. A painkiller is made with dark rum, pineapple juice, orange juice, and cream of coconut. And that's Mass' favorite cold and warm weather cocktail, along with a Cape Codder for a warm weather drink. Now, if you're not a painkiller fan, and you'd like a cocktail on this cold winter day, the top three cold weather cocktails were Mimosa, Margarita, and Moscow Mule. The Lego Group has revealed a timeless classic to the Lego Botanical Collection, Lego Icons Bouquet of Roses. This is actually a Lego radiant bouquet depicting a dozen red roses, including a 4 in full bloom, 4 blooming, and 4 in bud, plus a scattering of small white flowers. And the set comes with separate instructions for the three flowering stages, making it perfect for a mindful solo project or great as a bonding group activity with friends and family. The new Lego Icons Bouquet of Roses is available now via Lego stores, lego.com, and from select leading retailers. Is there a law in Massachusetts against driving with snow on your vehicle? Well, the answer might surprise you, and I'll have it for you right after we check in with arts maven Mark Auerbach. Mark?
American Son, Christopher Demos Brown's powerhouse of a play about an estranged biracial couple seeking information from the cops about their missing son, was one of the most talked about productions at Barrington Stage, where it premiered in 2017. It fast-tracked to Broadway the following year and was filmed in 2019. The Opera House Players in Enfield, Connecticut are presenting the drama January 19th through the 21st. Maya Nicole Matthews and Ken Schroeder play the anguished parents. Joshua Prowser directs. For details, operahouseplayers.org. Miss Holmes and Miss Watson, Apartment 2B. Kate Hamill's irreverent, darkly comic modern take on Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's famous sleuth and sidekick plays West Hartford's Playhouse on Park, January 24 through February 18th. Kelly O'Donnell directs. For details, playhouseonpark.org. Deadly Deception at Sobibor, Gary Hockman's riveting film about Holocaust denial, will be screened January 21st at the Hartford Jewish Film Festival. Hockman, a Longmeadow native, followed a group of archaeologists who uncovered a Nazi death camp hidden by the Nazis. For details, hjff.eventive.org. Mark H. Dole, the associate artist at Barrington Stage and winner of two consecutive Berkshire Theater Critics Awards for his performances in Waiting for Godot and Faith Healer, will star in the South Florida premiere of the Lehman Trilogy in Miami, March 15th through April 14th. For details, gablestage.org. The Oxbow Gallery in East Hampton welcomes 8 new members to its ranks, and as an introduction to the community, will host an exhibition showcasing the various talents of these incoming members. The works are on display through the 28th. The Oxbow Gallery is a nonprofit cooperative gallery owned and operated by approximately 44 member artists. For details, oxbowartgallery.com. It's called Free First Wednesdays. The Springfield Museums have inaugurated a program where admission to the museums is free on the first Wednesday of each month. The program is funded by Arts Bridges Foundation. For details, springfieldmuseums.org. And the 2.5-minute ride, Lisa Crohn's roller coaster ride through her family's photo album, comes to Northampton's Academy of Music for 3 weekends, January 19th and 20th, 26th and 27th, and February 3rd and 4th. The play is directed by Mary Beth Brooker and performed by Allie Whitner. The play switches back and forth between a daughter's journey to Auschwitz with her septuagenarian father, a Holocaust survivor, a Michigan's family, annual pilgrimage to a Sandusky, Ohio amusement park, and her brother's marriage to his internet bride. For details, aomtheater.com. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Well, there is actually no law against driving with snow on your vehicle in Massachusetts, but, there are statutes which can result in fines. To wit, no person shall drive or move a motor vehicle on any way as defined in Section 1 of Chapter 90, nor shall the owner or any vehicle require or permit the same to be driven or moved on any such way unless such vehicle is constructed or loaded so as to prevent any of its load from dropping, sifting, leaking, or otherwise escaping therefrom, and if it is loaded with sand, gravel, loam, dirt, stone, rubbish, or debris that could fall on other vehicles or on the highway and create litter or potential hazard, shall not prohibit the dropping of sand for the purpose of securing traction or the sprinkling of water or other substance on such a way in cleaning or maintaining the same. Whoever violates the provisions of this section shall be punished by a fine of not less than 50 nor more than $200. So it is written, so it shall be. All right, dear friends, thank you very much for being with us on our program today. Our thanks to Mark Auerbach as well. And hopefully you will join us again soon for our next edition of Brad Shepherd Today, a service of Pioneer Valley Radio. I am he, and we will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2024.
All rights reserved.